systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, July 12th, 2010, and my name's Matt.
And my name is Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Not much. What's
awesome.
Up?
Awesome. Nothing. Episode 373. Thank you so much for being with us. Monday fun day. Fucking A. It's the Monday night show. I'm excited. 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you'd like. Say hi. Say how are you.
Some hate mail our way.
Send some hate mail. info@thejamhole.com. Tell Sean to get his fucking dishes done. Appreciate that. Thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. Of course, you need a Ustream account to hang out in the chat. You don't if you just want to watch. So, first and foremost, hey.
Hey.
How was your movie last night?
I didn't go, actually.
You didn't go see the new Twilight movie?
No, I rescheduled it to Tuesday and we're seeing Predator now.
Instead?
Yes.
Based on my telling you you're going to be... If you thought that people called you a sensitive fag before, if they find out that you saw that movie...
It'd ruin me, I know. That'd
be the end of it. You thought you got bad hate mail about your hip-hop. Now, just wait. You will never live that down. Every rap battle you ever go into, somebody will find something clever to rhyme Twilight with that has to do with making fun of you and your manhood, or lack thereof.
Well, I'm going to go see Predator now. So.
Well, that's a little better. I think.
Bullet dodged.
Bullet dodged. Thank you. Nice work. How was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
It was good. Aside from spending most of my Saturday at the hospital, it was good.
Why were you at the hospital?
My mother had some sort of...
baby come out of her...
She had some sort of, like, heat stroke.
Really?
And she was really loopy and really forgetful, and it freaked me out, so I took her to the ER.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's a good thing you got her here. 3 more minutes, and she would have been... just not, fine. And
yeah,
you wouldn't
pretty
have
much.
Paid us any money.
That'll be $3,000, please.
Thank you. Come again. The weekend was amazing. I have to say, this was one of my most fun, most amazing weekends yet. And I'd like to give a huge shout out to everybody involved in just making this weekend
just
phenomenal.
Gotta thank the little people.
Thanks
for doing your part.
I just want to thank my friends. My friends were just completely phenomenal this weekend, and I had an amazing time. And thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't almost go see Twilight, but it's all right.
You missed out, man.
I would imagine. We did finally, thejamhole.com/music. We got a spot on the website since I figured, you know, he's not moving out anytime soon, it's starting to look like. So I guess we'll be making more music. And I spent a good majority of the weekend getting... these fucking songs done. How do, like, do normal recording artists, do they do what we do, or do we do it this way because we live in a studio of sorts?
I think that's probably it.
Because I'm so fucking sick of hearing these songs. Like, it was fun when we first wrote them, and then we first record them, like, fucking 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was fun. And that was fun memorizing them. To perform them. That was fun. And then...
which took you a while.
It took me a while. My memory, not what it used to be. And once you...
kind of dumb.
Once you become an old wise man such as myself, you'll start to realize that. You get gray hairs.
You're a wise man now, huh?
Yeah, well, something like that.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, I know. I'm a good actor. But no, I have a hard time memorizing things. Thank you. You know why? It's because from preschool to eighth grade, I had memory class... so I still have all these Bible verses memorized that I can't do anything with.
I can't
get rid of them. I can't, you know.
Because you recite John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Don't ever ask me to do that again.
Psalm 92.
No, fuck off. I mean, I could, but no, fuck off. So if you go to thejamhole.com/music, I put all the tracks that we have out. There's the two new ones, Relax, and the fuck's the other one called? Rhymes in the Rain, my masterpiece.
Your memory is astounding.
Wait, what episode? Who are you? Why are you in my house? Those are up there. Those are the newest ones that I've been spending the majority of my time on. And then we got Tear It Up there. Crowd favorite. Yep. Crowd favorite.
It's a little something we wrote one evening.
One evening, just
threw it together.
As the song says, just Matt and Lyrical messing around in the studio.
In the living room.
In the living room, getting a little stoned.
Gonna lay a little track for y'all.
That's right. And I have decided, we only have, out of the first four beats that I initially got, we only have one left, and it's the one that needs the singing done to it, the Blue Dream song. So I figure we're going to start streaming our recording sessions live just so you can watch this jerk off be a jackass, because it's so funny, I think. And I feel bad that you do all that retarded shit just for my benefit to make me laugh, and I want to pass the savings on to you.
But you gotta have fun with it, Matt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That is. In fact, why don't we tell our listeners, we've kind of came up with a name for our rap group.
Is this it? Once you say it on air, that's going to be the name.
I think we're going to call it Matt and Lyrical's Rap Music Project.
Well, we're going to call it The Jam Hole LLC in association with Hotbox Podcast Productions, in association with,
in partnership with FOS.
FOS. Brought to you by
a subsidiary of Lyrical Entertainment.
Matt and Lyrical's what?
The Rap Music Project.
Amesby says that's a little lengthy.
Well, we'll just call it the Rap Music Project, or RMP for short.
Are you down with RMP?
I'm down with RMP, y'all know me.
Kind of sounds too close to RPG.
Well,
and I don't know if you
maybe
know,
that's a good association.
Do you know who's down with RPGs?
Muhammad?
People that no, you're thinking the missiles. I'm talking the role-playing.
Oh.
I'm talking about people that ain't never left the house in the last since World of Warcraft came out. That's what I'm talking
about. That's good,
because
I think those are the kind of people that like your music the most.
They can just sit there and drown out their woes in World of Warcraft listening
You got that overly awesome, compensating, intelligent rap.
Oh,
do
you
want to
talk
about
that? You, Lyrical, is under the assumption that some people rap a little too complex, and if we keep using so many rhymes in our sentences, will eventually run out of rhymes.
No,
and then
that is not
then
my
we'll
theory.
Have to start.
I just say people that write overly complex rhymes where they're just, eventually the message just gets lost.
Or what about people that come up with overly lengthy titles for their projects? What about those people?
Those people are pretty fucking smart.
Oh, okay. So I should listen to anybody that has a good, long, solid name.
Yeah, maybe.
In front of them.
Maybe.
You know, does the same rule apply to rednecks, where if you have three names, like Bobby Joe Sue or Billy J. Joe or whatever, that you're actually completely not intelligent? But
yeah, the more names you have, the more one-syllable names you have, the more less your IQ
is. Well, I'm sorry that the pictures that my rhymes are painting for you are just too vivid and they cause sensory overload. I happen to like listening to that kind of stuff, so that's how I write.
No, I'm not knocking anything. I'm not saying it's bad. I just think sometimes the pursuit of complexity in your lyrics can lead to kind of
Mudding the water?
Your message, yeah.
Okay.
Murking up the water a little bit.
Fair enough. So we should all just write straight up bar hopping, booty shaking anthems.
That's
like
you
Tech
know,
Nine.
That's
our
art in itself.
Do you want to be Tech Nine?
Not really.
Who are you trying to be? What are you listening to right now, Lyrical?
Well, I listen to a lot of Taylor Swift.
What you
and that NSYNC, man, they never get old. Even though they're not together anymore.
Right, well, everyone's JT. Breaking up these days. What can I say?
Some Johnny Cash. But yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for being so complex.
Well, you're not at fault. I don't know.
It's my mind's fault, really. If I think of a rhyme and I don't write it down, it's all I will think about until I write it down.
Really?
Right. Which is why I have books full of just crap. which is also the same books that I use when I'm writing songs.
It's not all crap.
Well,
but it is.
What
cool.
were we? What were you doing last night?
I was going through reciting your rhymes for you.
I would appreciate. Do you know what that's like for me? Have you ever had somebody go on your Twitter account or your MySpace account and actually read out loud to you what you post? It's the most embarrassing thing in the world because they're not reading it in your voice or your tone, so it mm-hmm. just sounds dumb. So, like, when I'm writing it, I write it in a certain voice and a certain tone, and then when you recite it, you're just being a total dickhead.
Well, not a total dickhead.
Well, I mean, you're being a semi-dickhead.
I still respect the thought that you put into your rhymes and the message you're trying to portray.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well,
I wouldn't work with you if I thought you sucked.
Really?
No, not really. I mean, roommate, so it's pretty convenient.
I need a place to live, but right, you know.
Yeah.
So, got some good news on the Hotbox podcast front. You
not
guys
that I'm
this.
Any better. I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
Right. I mean, you're ahead right now, 1-0.
I don't know.
You could be a total dickhead and write that kid back and be like, hey, if you think I'm awful, you should listen to my roommate. Just so I could get a little bit of hate mail from him. That's brilliant. But yeah, what I was saying, the Hotbox podcast, we've come to a decision that there is just simply too much shit to cram into a once-a-week show. Like, there's so much stuff weed-related that happens on a weekly basis that we tend to either rush through the things we want to talk about just so we can cover everything, or we'll spend the time that we should be spending on topics and then, you know, we don't get to the things that we also wanted to talk about. So we are moving the show to 2 days a week now, Tuesdays and Saturdays. It's all at hotboxpodcast.com, and of course, we'll mention that tomorrow on the Hotbox. But yeah, I just wanted to let all the Jam Hole listeners know that listen to that. If you like weed, that's where you should be at listening every Tuesdays and now Saturdays. And then while we're talking about that, September 18th, I know it's a ways away, but if any of you guys that are not local want to come do a weed party, it's going to be a cross between, like, the Compton Swap Meet, Hemp Fest, High Times, Cannabis Cups, all that kind of thing, all rolled into one. We're going to have panels with people talking about different topics, some question and answer. We're going to do a live Hotbox podcast episode there. It'll be episode 27 if we stick to this twice a week schedule. And then, yeah, it's going to be a big harvest party, the Roach Meet. It'll be a good time. We have a place for it. We're just setting up everything. So if you guys want to come down September 18th, we'll be hanging out there and doing a show. You're going to rap there, Lyrical?
I just might.
You might?
I might.
Okay, well, we're going to need a definitive yay or nay soon.
Well, I'll have my people get to your people.
All right. Well, we'll be people, yeah. And that'll be great. So, and then I'm kind of thinking, this is just a thought, but I just want to throw it out there. After that harvest party, a week after that is September 25th. It's a Saturday, and that will be exactly 1 year since we did the Jam Hole 250 episode, which was our first live audience show, thejamhole.com/250. You can watch the trailer for that. You can pick up the whole episode there for $5, high quality or just audio. But if you want to see the video, it was a great time. Lots of people came out. It was fun. So, I don't know. We're thinking about doing that again this year. Well, would you be down for something like that?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I can't get a definitive anything out of you right now. What are you cooking us for dinner tonight, honey?
We'll see.
All right. But, yeah, so just something to think about. If you guys are down, we'll definitely fucking do it. We'll do it at Anna's again. We'll party. We'll eat food. It'll be a great time. So, September 25th, just kind of keep an eye out on that. And then also, I wanted to mention, will you reach up there and grab that green glass pipe for me?
Yes.
I want to mention that on this show as well, because I know we have a lot of talented listeners.
Model it?
Yeah, model it there. Cam 2.
I'm gonna model it.
If you look at Cam 2, me and Sandy, we went out and we picked out a piece to give away. Whoever wins the Hotbox logo contest will win that pipe, and I will pack it for you if you're local. I'm not going to mail that shit through the mail, but, you know, if you're local and you win it, cool. If not, pack it yourself. But that's the pipe. It now has Sean's herpes on it. Appreciate that. Let me see that real quick. Okay, so right here, cam one, there you go. It's a beautiful piece of marksmanship work. Got a big pipe bowl, everything. So can win that, hotboxpodcast.com. Check out the Facebook group. All the info's on there, and I promise I'll post better pictures of it when I have a minute. So the idea for the logo is basically me and Sandy, cartoons coming out of smoke, made out of smoke coming out of the hotbox. Throw some microphones, some headphones, some weed paraphernalia, call it good. That's what we want. So definitely check that out. And yeah. So what exactly has Lyrical been doing this last week? I haven't really seen you here. You ain't been staying here. Hmm. Where you been staying at there, champ?
Here or there.
Here or there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Just been, kind of got over my broken hardness, just decided to spread my little wings and fly.
Really? Now, do you have any helpful advice on anyone that may be coping with a broken heart as to how to remedy that? What was your glue when you put your heart back together?
What was my glue?
Metaphorically speaking.
That's a tough one. I guess time.
Don't say me.
Time.
Oh, time.
Time.
I heard that. Time after time.
Time heals all wounds,
time
I guess.
Right. Well, that's good.
Oh, man.
So you feeling better then? No more broken heart?
Yeah.
You still think about her when you jerk off crying?
Of course.
Well, I mean...
You know, a broken heart never truly... There's always a scar. It's never truly back together, but...
There's always cracks here and there.
Yeah, there is.
So have you been having fun?
I guess you could say that, yes.
Been having some good coitus?
Perhaps.
Perhaps, maybe. Yes.
Maybe.
You know, Lyrical doesn't kiss and tell unless he's writing a song about it.
Or unless I'm drunk.
Right. Yeah. Which we are not tonight.
No.
So, well, there's been a lot of breakups happening. There's another show. They broke up. We broke up. People at my work breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
You were broken up about all sorts of things. Did you hear about Mel Gibson and his latest...
I did not.
...problem? Well... He beat his, well, allegedly. Let me not get ahead of myself. Amesby, she says, I broke up. See, what's up with that? Why is Burger broke up with weed? Okay. Hmm. Why is everybody breaking up? What's the deal with this summer? That's weird.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the times, man.
Has just enough time gone by that we were just completely sick and tired of who we were with? It's time to change?
I think it's bigger than that. I think society
as a whole,
interesting. Or at least our culture, is just moving to a point where...
As an asshole.
Relationships just... I don't know. They just don't do it for people anymore.
We're more evolved than that. We don't need to be in silly one-person relationships.
Maybe people just don't have the capacity to have healthy relationships anymore, given the way the world
Perhaps is. Perhaps what people have been led to believe as being the atypical healthy relationship is actually not. Maybe it turns out that it's not healthy to stay with one person for your whole fucking life and want to hate that person and then end up having murder-suicide when things just hit the fan.
Yeah.
You know? You don't know.
I don't know.
Shit just happens. Maybe you hate Jews and you just want to get drunk and knock your bitch around because maybe she's not exactly white. I mean, her name's Oksana Grigorvia. That's not white. Well, Russian.
Sounds kind of white. Dude.
Well, it's Russian.
Russian white.
But yeah, Mel Gibson was named Thursday as a potential suspect in domestic violence investigation involving his ex-girlfriend, Russian singer, whatever the fuck that name was I just said. The disclosure came after detectives interviewed about the alleged attack at an undisclosed location in Malibu. Where do you think they did that at? Was it the Barbie Malibu Beach House?
Probably.
She looks kind of like she would have a Barbie Malibu beach house. She's kind of hot, but she's got like that weird Joker mouth going on where it's like ear-to-ear smiles, and it's kind of creepy. Like the Canadians on South Park. It looks like her head would
flap
just
a little
like
bit.
Flop right over, and he'd have to come up and be like, boop. So, I heard... that there was some nasty messages left.
Ooh.
But they're not... I haven't seen those anywhere. I'd like to hear them. I heard he went off on her.
Sounds juicy.
Right? You know? People love drama. They've been involved in a nasty custody dispute over their infant daughter. Whitmore declined to disclose further details, of course. We're in the process of verifying everything. All being verified. the actor has not publicly discussed the breakup with her, who is 40. She is 40. He needs a podcast.
Now, how old is Mel Gibson now?
He's got to be 60.
And he has an infant child.
And she's 40. That's kind of a little miracle in itself, isn't it?
Well, I think once you get up to that age, it's like, you know.
Well.
Hit or miss.
In his case, more hit.
Yeah.
Come on. And then miss. Right.
Up top.
The former couple first revealed their relationship shortly after Gibson's wife, Robin, filed for divorce last April. That divorce is still pending, neither, you know, here nor there, but that's pretty awesome that you have a wife, okay? You're going to divorce her. While the divorce is still pending, you found another girlfriend, got her knocked up, had an infant daughter, and then beat the shit out of her, and now you're broken up and you're in a custody dispute. Meanwhile, back at the Batcave, your wife is still, you know, pending divorce. Probably doing the same thing, but, you know.
Due process, man.
Is that what it's called?
It's not. See, that's the thing, like, you get married and it's a big, lengthy, fucking expensive breakup. When you just are with somebody and you break up, you can just fuck you, here's your stuff.
That's why you don't get married. Do you see what I'm saying now? You don't need to involve that shit. If he could stand to lose good chunk of money here.
You never plan on getting married ever.
I will be with a chick that can satisfy my needs. But
will you make the commitment?
Sure, but
at some point I'm going to stay with you forever, regardless of what happens. We'll die.
We'll both sign it, sure.
Well,
but I'm not going to bring it to the...
Didn't you get married one time?
No, see, we did just our own thing.
You were engaged, though, right?
No, we just did our own thing.
Well, okay.
Our tattoo guy married us.
Okay, so you guys were married, though.
No, not in the eyes of the government or your lord.
That's fine.
Okay.
But you made a marriage, a pact.
We were really high on drugs.
Like, I bet you were. I remember you back in those days.
I remember while she was getting her ring tattooed, I was in the bathroom, like, mixing up Coke and Oxy. It was a messed up time.
The stuff fairy tale romance is made of.
This is what dreams are made of, kids. Listen up. Cocaine and Oxycontin. Okay? That's horrible. Don't ever do that.
So instead of throwing rice, did they throw like pills at you?
No, I did them all by the time we were done. But yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
I wrote her a song.
Did you?
Yeah. I still have it. I actually found it the other day and I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, I have to delete this before Sean finds it.
Oh man, you should let me hear it.
Well, I still have it. I was just thinking I should delete it before you find it.
I want
to
hear
it. And it makes its way to the jamhole.com/music.
You should play it at the end of the show. Just
no,
for the fuck of it.
No one will ever. I think the only people that have ever heard that song was her and the two people that were with us as our friend witnesses or whatever.
Did you play it at your?
No, I just played it for her on our way there.
Okay.
I need to reiterate how fucking high we were. Like, I don't understand.
That
don't
was
think...
a dark time in Matt's life,
dude.
I knew him back then, and
it was. Do you know, like, you have a friend who starts, like, he gets a computer and then he gets a World of Warcraft subscription and then you don't see him for, like, the next year? That was my life for, like, 10 years. But instead of, wow,
your Warcraft,
it was drugs.
Yeah.
It was drugs and GameCube. It was horrible. So.
Wow.
thank you for...
Good job.
That little walk down memory lane, though. She is actually, though, she's doing well. She's married. I regret the drug use. I really don't. I do, I guess, but I don't because I had a good time, kind of. I didn't have fun coming off of the drugs. That's the part you got to watch out for. If you're going to do really addictive drugs, make sure you can either do it for the rest of your life or do it, like, once in a while. Like, you can't just do it for, like, I'm going to do it for, like, 6 months. Like, that is no good. Weed, you can do that all you want. But other shit, yeah. But, you know, it was a learning experience, I know.
You know, it reminds me of a little pearl of wisdom.
Oh, yeah? What's that? Please.
It goes, regret the things you haven't done, not the things you have. Because what you have done in that moment, it was exactly what you wanted.
It was, actually. It kind of was.
Yes, it was. And you guys were in love.
It very quickly turned in from something I wanted to something that if I didn't have, I was going to just blow my brains
out. You two were
out.
Fucking stupid together.
Yeah, we were. She was so hot, though. That's what chicks
she
do.
She was all right.
Well, yeah.
She was an attractive girl.
She was very attractive.
She was hot.
Thank
she
you.
Was.
She appealed to my Hispanic side.
I guess.
My 1/16.
Your pedophile side.
No, she was like a little younger than me.
Yeah. She was like a high school kid when I met her.
Really?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, when did... Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter. Anyway. So, yeah, there's a 8-month-old daughter here of Gibson and Gregoria, which is what I'm going to call her.
Gregoria?
The proceedings are private, of course. His attorney previously said the actor has paid Gregoria tens of thousands of dollars and gave her a home, a vehicle, and nanny since their breakup. See, this is why you don't date podcasters, because when you break up, you don't get shit. You date Mel Gibson, because when you break up, you get a house, you get a car, you get a fucking nanny, so you don't even have to be like, oh, I'd love to go out and find some new strange, but I got a baby. No, you have a nanny. Hey, nanny. Nanny 911. Come here and watch the kid. I'm going out fucking. I'm going to go out and make more babies. I'm going to keep you working. I'm going to go out and create job security for the nanny. That's what I do. He also accused the singer of violating the terms of a confidential custody agreement. Ooh. She says she cannot discuss the case. So, good luck to them. I like how at the end of the article they're like, the investigation was neither here nor there, but the investigation was being conducted by the same sheriff's substation that arrested Gibson back in 06 on suspicion of drunk driving. And then it says, Gibson apparently apologized for making a series of anti-Semitic and sexist remarks during his arrest.
He's pretty good at that.
Apologizing?
No, making the anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, right, of course. I mean, you did create the Passion of the Christ. Like, you wrote that, right? That wasn't based on anything. Like, you wrote that.
I think you kind of based it on... You know, the Bible.
Sandy says you should hear the recordings. She kind of deserves it. Is that the recordings that they released of her? I thought it was of him. And Amesby says he does sound like a lunatic. Maybe they were made for each other.
Well,
but as we know from prior experience that when two crazy people get together, it's not calm. It is not calm. It's chaotic.
Yes.
So.
Usually very hot sex.
Well, speaking of like Jews and anti-Semitic stuff, this is pretty fucking awesome. I don't know if you could handle this. I don't think I could handle it. An Australian woman has posted a video of her family singing and dancing along to the hit Gloria Gaynor song, I Will Survive. And now that's all well and good,
mm-hmm.
except that they were on their way to the Auschwitz death camp in Poland while they were...
Wow.
Like, they're... Just think about that for a sec. You're like all roll, going to the Auschwitz death camp. Hey, let's have a sing-along. What should we sing? Oh, I don't know. I Will Survive. That's so brilliant.
You know, that's the number one requested karaoke song in the world.
Really? Is it because guys as well as girls can sing it because Cake did a version of it?
I think so.
And then
I think it's
the,
just because it's just...
It's a cool song,
it's the song.
Is it?
Yes.
Should we do a rap remix of it?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kick
Let's
it.
Do it. Yo, I will survive the more that I get high.
That was horrible.
I didn't even finish.
Oh.
I was going to rhyme high with bye.
Awesome. Lyrical, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Jane Corman, who is Jewish and hates Mel Gibson, neither here nor there, posted the video of her 89-year-old father, Adolk, who survived the Holocaust, and her three children dancing to the hit inside the infamous extermination center, whereas many as 1.1 million people did actually not survive.
And so her grandpa was with them then, right?
Right.
And
he did survive.
He wasn't offended by this at
but
all.
But the 1.1 million people did not, no.
Mm.
At one point, her father is seen wearing a t-shirt, which says, I will survive on it.
He's probably pretty fucking proud of himself.
They made a whole trip out of this. Like, they made like t-shirts. Like, you have to see these pictures here. I'll post this in the chat for the live listeners, but like, they're all dancing, and it's, I don't know, you just have to see it. They're fucking silly. Like, he's totally with it. Like, they're not like, all right, Grandpa, now fucking put this shirt on and dance, damn it. And he's like, no, I don't want it. Like, he's in the front leading them. He probably was like, I was in a death camp. You're gonna do whatever the fuck I say to do. Camille Kwiak, 86, was just a child when he and his family were rounded up by the Nazis. What do you think of the Nazis? Thumbs up or thumbs down, Sean?
I disagree.
You disagree with the Nazis? Okay, good. Just want to see where we stand on that. Most of his family did not survive in the gas chambers at Auschwitz. He said, quote, I don't see how this video is a mark of respect for the millions who didn't survive, nor for those who did. It seems to trivialize the horrors that were committed there. Why are you dancing then?
He's probably dancing because he's like, sweet, I'm old. I didn't think I was going to live to be old when I was in that death camp.
Right?
You know, he's stoked, dude.
That's weird. Maybe they did make him do it. I don't know.
Probably his idea.
His wife added, Mrs. Corman added, whoever the lady is, she say, it might be disrespectful, but her father, is saying, we're dancing. We should be dancing. He said, quote, we can dance if we wanna. We're celebrating our survival and the generations after me. The generation he created. Well, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't just you. There was a lot of people that didn't get caught and put in those camps, you know? A lot of non-Jews that are... I mean, I guess we're not doing as well as the Jews are, but, you know, we're getting by.
Yeah.
The video, which displayed in an Australian art gallery, was also picked up by neo-Nazi websites, of course. One comment said, quote, look, the Jews are still dancing in every corner. We aren't through with them. We will finish them in the next Holocaust.
All right.
I'll get you, Jews. That's so crazy. Who are these people that are still, like, just thinking like that? Like, yeah.
I don't know.
I know we're all people, but fuck you.
Southern people.
You're colored weird.
Southern people.
And you got a big nose, so fuck you, too. But to the point, not just like a quick fuck you, to the point where, like, we're going to come back and get you in the next Holocaust. We will finish what our father started in the next Holocaust. That's amazing. Dude, I can't get over that. Like, where do these people... Do you know any people like that?
Yeah, they're called Klan members.
Oh, word. Is that where you've been the last...
Okay.
Blondie?
Yes, it is
Mr.
where I've
Blonde
been.
Mr. Blonde-haired, blue eyes?
I'm part of the SS crew.
Word.
Bunch of Nazi rappers.
Oh, man. Mrs. Corman said her mother, who also survived the gas chambers, had refused to travel to Poland where the death camp is. Death.
Not
camp.
Death jam.
No, right. This
the
is
death camp.
They can all hear. Well, he probably can't, but...
Right.
Is because that the place held too many bad memories. She was not into... dancing to I Will Survive.
Yeah, she probably didn't have a good time there.
The first comment here, don't see the problem here. Yes, it may be in bad taste, but the video was not made by some crass or ignorant, ill-informed person. Well, I mean, maybe it was. With a hidden agenda. It features a man who was actually there and suffered and survived. So frankly, he earned it. Awesome. So, moving on. Las Cruces. You know where that's at?
Where?
Las Cruces? That's the 116th Hispanic that can't pronounce shit because it's illiterate. But that's in the place that we gave back to the Mexicans. How's that going, by the way? Did they come and get New Mexico? Did we get that all sorted out?
They pretty much took it over, I think.
I thought we were going to give that to them with California and...
They kind of tricked us by becoming the majority in basically that whole Texas, Arizona, that whole area.
Oh, okay,
area,
so
you know,
they,
New Mexico.
So they're doing okay
Nevada.
There.
They're doing okay.
Okay, well, this is pretty awesome. It's not unusual for motorists to report a suspicious-looking hitchhiker to the cops. Unless, of course, the hitchhiker is naked and running into highway traffic with a prosthetic leg that happens to be on fire. Okay, so, naked dude running in the highway.
Prosthetic leg.
Prosthetic leg.
On fire.
Man on fire.
There's a story there.
Leg on fire. The 47-year-old Mesilla Park man is recovering at a Texas burn center after being found on the U.S. 70 bridge over Delray Boulevard just before 7 p.m. Monday with, quote, significant burns to his leg, buttocks, his plastic prosthesis, and what was left of his sock. So, in addition to the burnt remains of his clothing, an officer also found a 5-inch tube stuffed with wire mesh, which appeared to have been used as a smoking pipe. The cause of the burns, the man told police, was losing a drinking game for having, quote, only drank a 6-pack.
Wow.
All right, so the rules of the game are as follows. If you lose, you have to turn your fake leg into a bong and smoke out of it while we light you on fire.
Wow.
Deal?
Yeah, bro, that sounds good.
Sure, guys.
All right, let's do this. As punishment, his three friends set his jeans on fire and his prosthesis and let the material, then his flesh, burn and blacken until, quote, he could not stand the pain of wearing clothes, which is where he got naked.
Makes sense.
Stripped down to his shoes. When he couldn't stand the flames anymore, he asked for a ride from his friend's home. But since his friends, quote, didn't want to take him all the way to the hospital because they thought they were going to get arrested, end quote, his friends got nervous when he complained about pains in his body, so they dropped him off on the highway. Those are good friends, right?
They are.
Some good, solid friends. They're going to light you on fire.
Solid dudes.
You're going to ask
good
to
work.
You're going to ask to be taken to the hospital. They're going to say, hey, we'll get you part of the way there. We'll take you to the highway that goes to the hospital.
But you have to walk on your burnt prosthetic leg
right.
And your burnt real leg the rest of the way naked.
Before police arrived, the man ended up throwing his cigarettes and wallet into the bed of a truck whose occupants locked the door and drove off when they saw he was totally naked. The motorist did later contact the cops to return his wallet.
That was nice of them.
But they took all the money out.
Of course.
No criminal charges were filed against the men who set him on fire or left him on the highway. Quote, if they had lost the bet, the man told police, he would have done the same to them. And that's why everyone should drink instead of smoke weed. Right. So, and of course,
Sandy Cheek says brotherly fucking love.
That is, right? Would your friends do that to you? They would take you
maybe
to the hospital, right?
Maybe. I would hope so.
I mean, smart enough to be like, look, guys, I for real need a ride to the hospital. I promise I'm not going to press charges as long as you get me there now.
I don't know, man. Me and my friends have done some pretty fucking stupid shit over the years.
Well, have any of you suffered, like, any degree of burns because of it? Do any of your friends
yes.
have a prosthetic leg?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
You're going to be the first, maybe?
This is a close call.
That would be a sick fucking rap thing.
Prosthetic leg?
If you were the rapper with a fake leg, you could get a peg there.
Fuck that.
Peg rhymes with leg.
Fake
it practically
leg.
Writes itself. I just wrote your next hit. So you're welcome. So moving on, one good fire story, of course, deserves another here. The mother of a teenager who was found on fire outside, teenager on fire, is desperate for answers as to why her son might have set himself on fire. Maybe he was playing a drinking game with this one-legged guy, and they both lost. Huh? Huh? Maybe?
Hmm.
Maybe?
Hmm.
Maybe his friends were playing the same game.
Maybe.
You don't know. Tenmark Nielsen, 16, was discovered ablaze. Not ablazing, but ablaze.
Not
on
blazed.
Fire. Not blazed. He was on fire in the back garden of his Greerton home. His family said yesterday that the Turunga Boys College student appeared to have doused himself in petrol, believed to have taken from the lawnmower before setting himself on fire. They were desperately trying to unlock his mobile phone, which had been found near where he set himself alight. At least he had the common sense to, like, take all the shit out of his pockets. He's like, I'm probably gonna burn for a while here. I'm gonna need to. I'm in a 2-year contract.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin this phone.
I just got this thing. It drops calls every time I touch it.
A lot of pictures on it.
A lot of pictures. A lot of naked, awesome pictures on it. The dude was flown to the hospital. He was put into an induced coma, and he woke up in the burn unit. The incident has prompted his family to urge other teenagers to talk to someone about issues they might face. You need to get help. All of your friends need to get help. Her and her husband are pastors at the Tarunga Samoan Assembly of God Church.
Wow.
Where all of their 10 children attend. So maybe that's why he was trying to kill himself, because his parents are pastors and he's one of 10
maybe
children.
Maybe he was just trying to get attention.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Red, not Red Fox says, I need to get help getting ablazed. Lele Fu said 10. His name is 10, by the way.
10?
Yeah.
Is he number 10? Is he like the 10th child?
Probably.
So they just fucking name him 10?
I'm going to guess, yeah. His mother, Lele Fu, said his family don't know what could have made the quiet and brainy rugby player set himself on fire. Hold on.
Quiet and brainy.
Rugby player?
10.
One of these doesn't belong here, clearly. quote, somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, I heard a voice. Was it God? No, it was one of your 10 children, probably. Like somebody crying. And my husband got up at the same time. The whole family was standing and looking at something. I saw him running everywhere inside the house, and he was already burning. It was like a dream. His body, thank God, it was like a fantasy dream come true. His body was on fire everywhere. He was crying and screaming. He was just wearing shorts, and his long pants and jacket were on the ground like they had burned off.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that's so funny, though. Could you imagine seeing that dude just like running through the house like, ah! Oh my God. All like 9 of your siblings wake up and they're like, what the
fuck?
So
they all just stood there and watched him?
Yeah, pretty much.
In amazement.
Well, they're pastors, so.
They probably started praying.
Hey,
God would put him out.
Can one of you guys shoot off a quick prayer? A P-mail to God.
P-mail.
You shoot off a quick P-mail to God. We need
a bucket of water to miraculously fall on him.
Right. God's up there like, you have a sink, a garden hose, a fish tank. Figure it out. I don't know what to tell you. You have 10 kids. I mean, what's one?
Well, yeah.
You got extras, right? You got backups, we'll say. Got to back off 3 places, right? That's what we learned from listening to Twit and Twig. Off-site. 2 here, 1 off-site, 1 in the cloud. These guys got 10 backups. You will never run out of kids, ever. How many kids do you want to have? 10? It's a good symmetrical
two or,
number.
2 or 3.
You really want kids, though?
Maybe 4.
You want to ruin your life?
I don't know.
Will you at least adhere
well, see,
to...
See, here's the thing I'm going to do.
Oh,
I'm going to wait until my life is already starting to get over.
Until you're like 70, like Mel Gibson?
I'm going to wait until I'm like 40, probably, and then I'll start having kids.
Right. Hey, Berger says, call 1-877-553-3710 to vote for Mike Kaplan on Last Comic Standing. We mentioned Mike Kaplan the other day. I have to say, though, since when did votes start counting on Last Comic Standing? Like, I thought that shit was all rigged. So, does it matter? I mean, I guess vote if you want, but I don't think it's going to make a difference. He is a funny motherfucker, though. If anyone should win, I guess it should be him. I don't know. Who else is in it? Maybe there's someone better.
Haven't watched.
No, I don't even
I remember
care.
When that Asian guy won. Dat Fan.
See, that was... I thought that's when it was rigged, so who cares about votes?
He wasn't even that funny.
That's what I'm saying. It's all rigged. We've learned that from listening to other podcasts.
All reality shows rigged.
Exactly. So, the whole family was staring at him, right? They tried to jump on their son to put out the flames, burning his leg in the process. She then tipped buckets of water over his head to put out the last of the flames. His real name is Ten Marks.
Ten what?
Marks.
Ten Marks.
He's like Mark, but he's like 10 of them. Interesting
the
name.
The 10th Mark.
Right. Of the beast.
The other brother's named 9 Mark and 8 Mark. And
right, Mark 7. And
Mark 7.
The rapper from J5.
Mark 5.
Mark 3. Buick. Regal. You know your life is regal when you have 10 fucking kids running around that place.
And they're all named Mark.
Do you
Mark.
Imagine? What a fucking zoo. Ugh. I'm just disgusted knowing that you're taking up more resources than you should
be. Can you imagine what it'd be like to grow up with 9 other siblings?
No, I would kill them.
Dude, fist fights would be epic.
I would
be
like, dude, there can be only one, maybe two.
Anytime there was a disagreement, it'd be like gang warfare.
Oh, fuck, dude. It'd be like the Boondocks, but with like 10 of them.
So that's how me and my family was growing up. But it was mainly me, my brother Matt, and my sister. And the three of us would get in these three-way brawls. And
really?
Just, yeah.
Free-for-alls. You had me at three-way.
Yeah.
With your sister.
Yes, and my brother.
Well, no, just your sister.
Brawls.
And another girl. But Burger says, very true. Yeah, it's rigged. Guess I'm not going to call now. I didn't mean to blow your bubble. I mean, whoa.
Rain on your parade.
Thank you.
No homo on that blow the bubble
no
part.
No homo.
Pause.
No homo.
All right.
So, 10, I don't even know. His skin just came off. He was lying face down. I tried to ask him, please, can you tell me what is going on? What happened? Where did the fire come from? Came from the Lord. But he couldn't answer me. 10's cousin, 8 and a half, thought he... I'm sorry. That was terrible. Thought he might have been upset by a text message or phone call earlier in the evening. She said a family member tried to find the phone, but it was locked. They didn't know the PIN. If it was a touchscreen, you could have just looked at the burnt smudges.
There you go.
Figure it out. Hack that shit. His mother said 10 is a quiet boy at school, but gets good marks, is very talented, plays rugby. He was, I mean, up until he lit himself on fire to be a jackass.
Mm.
I'm thinking about why. I don't know. He's my boy. He loves me very much. 10, blah, 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 blah. So... good luck.
Hmm.
Who remembers?
What kind of please? Parent says he's my boy, he loves me very much?
He wouldn't set himself on fire. He loves me too much to
that,
do that.
That statement right there shows that there's
that
something up.
She set him on fire?
I don't know. Maybe that just she is not as close to her kid as she thinks.
Well, are any parents really as close to their kids as they think? Like, usually... kids are like, oh, I hate my fucking parents, unless your parents are cool and just don't give a shit, in which case you're a latchkey kid and then you grow up like Braden, which is cool and all. But for the most part, I think in a family that large, I think what you said initially is that he was just trying to get attention.
Probably.
He got good grades, so they say. He played rugby, which I believe. Lighting yourself on fire, rugby, good grades, quiet. Which two go together? So, hey, you know how we've been hearing a lot lately, like celebrities dying and celebrities beating ass and celebrities doing all sorts of shit. You know a celebrity we haven't really heard from since back in the day?
What's that?
Do you remember Steve Urkel?
Yes, I do.
Jaleel White, that was his name. No one's like, what has he been doing, right? He was Urkel on Family Matters. And then what did he do?
I don't know. Did he try to become a rapper?
Did he?
No, actually, wait.
I thought he tried basketball or something.
The older brother on that show, I can't remember his name, the big black dude.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Winslow.
He became a rapper, actually.
I can't believe I remember that. I'm Eddie Winslow. I'm like 48. But I'm going to play a high school student. Really? Well, anyway, Urkel finally did something to get himself in the news. The actor who played Steve Urkel is under investigation for... what would Urkel get in trouble for? What do you think, if you had to guess?
I don't know, man. That guy was always up to crazy shit.
Well...
meth lab, there we go.
Allegedly beating a woman.
Hey, when they arrested him, did he say, Did I do that?
Probably. Would you have? I would have.
If I were Urkel?
Just drop that. That's fine.
For show.
For show. Got it. Yeah, I did. And Mandy Law says, wait a sec. He's straight?
That's a good point.
That's a very good point, Mandy. Probably not. He, sources familiar with the police report, this is a TMZ report, so bear with me, the alleged victim claims White, who is black, allegedly punched her in one of her breast implants while they were driving on the Pat Coast Highway 2 weeks ago with an infant in the car. A little baby Jaleel. Is there a lighter over there? Here.
No. Little Urkel running around.
A little infant Urkel. And mom's got fake tits. Hey, how... I got a question for you. Maybe you know this. How do women that get breast implants... How do they breastfeed if they get pregnant after the breast implants?
You know, like, I don't know.
Wouldn't the milk fill up and then just rip the tit in half?
Well, I think the implants go... I think they go behind the mammary gland or something.
Oh. So that... But still, you're still stuffing a turkey in there, you know? Like, if you're already stretching your skin and then... Milk fills it up more, which stretches it more. Wouldn't the nipple just go?
I guess,
like a balloon, just like
one of those super soaker balloons that you fill up
exactly.
And you put the tip on it.
But with milk,
Let's maybe one of the female listeners in our chat room.
Does anyone know 406-204-4687? How do the nipples just not?
Yes.
Like, shoot off and poke eyes out.
Stupid guys want to know.
Well,
how does it work?
Sean wants to know. I'm curious myself. he punched her in the breast implant, in the titty, in the car. Then when they got home, he allegedly slapped her, pushed her into a toilet so hard, that it broke the tank.
It broke the toilet?
He broke the toilet over her ass.
It takes a pretty good hit to break a porcelain
toilet.
Is he,
like, buff? I mean, I see a picture here. He just looks... He's got that stupid, like, cockeyed look on his face.
Can you post it up?
Yeah, I'll post that in the chat for the live listeners there. Thejamhole.com/live. Check that out. But he's got, like, the... I didn't know he's kind of got a lazy eye going on. That's weird. But he was always, like, scrawny in the show. But then I remember they do interviews with him, like, back in the day. And he was pretty buff dude. Like, they... I don't know how they did that. Can you make a skinny suit? Like, we have fat suits, right?
Maybe it's just the way they dressed him. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. But he was, like, actually, he was a, you know, a pretty decent-sized dude.
What he used to do his black
Urkel?
Bruce Lee thing?
I think it's the way he walked. He kind of, like, kept himself all inside and shit. But he's got a weird fucking, a weird look in his face. He looks like he just hit a bitch in the fake titty. He looks like he just saw a fake titty explode.
He still looks like
it.
Fucking Urkel, man. That's what
though.
It is, dude.
Do you think that fucked him up psychologically?
Maybe.
Like, if everywhere you went, people came up to you like, oh my god, do the Urkel. I would seriously punch bitches in their fake fucking tits. I would, oh my
Maybe
god.
Maybe it manifested into a multiple personality, because it's the only thing he ever did. Was Urkel.
It was, wasn't it? Was he ever in any movies? Does anyone have his IMDb in front of him? Amesby says he has a Down syndrome face. Mandy says, OMG, ew. Ew. Oh, God, that's so gross. Ew. Would you ever go on a date with Urkel?
Are you asking me?
No, I mean any ladies in the chat.
Oh, call in.
406-204-4687, just post in the chat. Would you ever go on a date with Urkel? Inquiring minds want to know. And so does Sean. Sources connected with White, who is black, his baby mama, Bridget Hardy, say that Hardy is in fact the alleged victim. We're told she did not report any injuries. Interesting. Maybe punches like Urkel. Quote, this is just a ploy in an ongoing custody battle over their young daughter to tarnish his name. That's how to do it. If you're going to tarnish a man's name, punching a bitch in the titty, in the fake titty. He probably bought
But you know what, dude?
He probably bought those fake titties. He
you know
can do
what,
whatever
dude?
He wants. What?
He's Urkel. Nobody gives a fuck.
True.
I mean, how...
Hold on. TMZ gives a fuck.
How is it going to ruin his reputation when he hasn't done shit for like 15 years or something?
I guess you got to stay relevant, right?
Yeah.
But see... This would only make sense if he had a movie coming out or something to be like, hey, look, I'm back in the spotlight again. And after you're done reading this story, check out my new book I wrote, Growing Up.
Could be a publicity stunt.
In the Eyes of Urkel. I'm going to write his biography, I think. In the it's Eyes called, of Urkel
no,
by
did,
Matt Lee.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
The story of Stephen Urkel.
In the
Urkel.
Eyes of Stephen Urkel. Oh, God.
Nice.
That's awesome. All right, moving on here. This I originally had this story for Dana, but since she's not here, I'm sure.
Why isn't she here?
She's very sick. Apparently, whatever that cute girl she was hanging out with gave her, like, it's fucking her up.
I see the plague is still spreading around
still
the valley really
alive
good.
Alive and well in the valley. But, she, yeah, she said she was, like, really dizzy and lightheaded and puking and shitting and stuff, so I was like, yeah, maybe you should just not come over here. I didn't know she was that sick. She had, like, texted me earlier and was like, what time should I be there for the show? And I was like, you know, whenever. And then she's like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. And then she says, like, she's been pretty sick. That and the depression. I think she's better, though. I read on her Facebook status update that she went on a couple fishing dates and stuff, so I think she's putting the pieces back.
That's
good, because I was kind of starting to feel bad about that.
We should have.
Well, no, I feel bad that she didn't get practice dumped a few times to, like, kind of be like, this is what it's gonna feel like. Just kidding. But when it happens, this is what it's gonna feel like.
When you're right, you're right, I guess.
And then again. So I was, you know, I wasn't as upset, but I felt bad that she was so upset and that she was so desperate to, like, cling on to anything. And I wanted to try and see if we could make that work, and it didn't, and that's fine. But I'm glad that she's better. Or getting better.
You know, nothing really says that a person doesn't want to be with you when they dump you multiple times.
That's their answer to break up. That's why the last time she did it, I was just like,
well,
okay.
You know, sometimes that is
it
the
sucked,
answer.
Though. I was upset, but I didn't let it show as much as I did the other
well,
time.
Well, sometimes that is the answer. You have a dysfunctional relationship. You know how you fix it? You end it. There you go.
There you go. So
that's what I do.
You just end it.
Kind of. After a while, if everything I try doesn't work, I just end it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes that's what you gotta do. Or just let it end.
And sometimes you look back and you think you could have done shit differently.
Well,
or you know,
honestly,
you never know, man.
I'm much happier now. Do I look happier? Am I happier now? I feel happier now.
Yeah. I guess.
I guess. What do you know? You're never even fucking here. We never talk anymore.
How you been, buddy?
You know, how have you been?
Been good.
You got any more hate mail lately?
Not yet. I'm still waiting on a response from my last email.
Oh, he still ain't replied?
No.
Huh. How's work going?
Good.
Right on.
Love my job.
Seriously?
Yep.
Good.
It's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Is that in your next song? Hey,
yes.
This is me and you right now, not the chat.
Sorry, I like to watch the chat.
I noticed that.
It's a force of habit from when there's three of us and you two just go back and forth.
Well, now it's just me and you, so if I can have a little more forth, I'll give you a little more.
You mean I can actually, like, say things now?
Say whatever, please. What do you have to say right now? I'll have to think about that.
Choking under the pressure here. Now that I actually have a chance, nothing comes to mind.
Interesting. Burger says, you get a butt plug yet? JJ609 says, oh, give me attention. I'll give you all attention. I don't give a fuck.
Chat's kind of weird tonight.
Amesby says, nah, you still sound like a douche. So, hey, you win some, you lose some.
Thanks, listeners.
I'm happy. Thank you.
Lots of good shit there.
Well, this man was not happy. A man who violently shook his toddler and then threw the girl in front of a moving car. Don't get much better than that for a story.
Wow. That's a fucking fatality right there.
That's
like, finish him and you knock him in front of a fucking moving
truck. He was arrested by an off-duty Oakland police. This only happens in Oakland, the Sac town, the Bay Area, then back down. Only there. Does this happen?
Word.
And Florida. So, he witnessed the incident, hailed the citizen's vehicle to help chase down. That's so awesome. That's got to be the greatest part about being a cop, is that at any given time, you can just roll into the road and be like, stop. I'm taking this. See what you got there? I'm taking it. and you're probably never going to get it back. You'll probably get it back, but I'm taking
maybe.
It. And I'm going to wreck the shit out of it. The officer's name's not released, was off duty and on foot when he saw a man later identified as 21-year-old. So young to do this.
Wow.
So fed up with being a baby daddy. He said, fuck that shit. Shook the fuck out of it and then poof, out in the road.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Sometimes you just can't handle it.
This is the world here, man.
This is the world. Summed up in a news story. This is the world right here.
You know what the problem is with the world?
Violently shaken toddlers who are then discarded into the busy highway.
That's one of them. But it's caused by a bigger problem. And that's that the value people place on other humans in day-to-day life is diminishing.
Well, where did that start from, though? That's not people. That's years and years and probably thousands of years of media brainwashing, man. Of church and state and all that shit just constantly, like, prying on people.
You know what?
Eventually you snap and you're like, you know what? People ain't worth shit. Fuck it. I just saw the government of fucking Africa murder, like, 500,000 people. What's one annoying toddler? Who cares? Fuck it.
You know what the problem is?
I feel the problem. Fuck
Facebook.
It. I don't even care anymore.
It's Facebook.
The power of the book is the problem.
People have too many fucking friends on their Facebook page.
Is it too much power? Is absolute power corrupting absolutely on the power of the book?
Maybe.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know where we went wrong.
That's a little singularity right there. I think when we all left MySpace, that's when we all
maybe.
Went wrong. I think. Chuck's Pants says, back in the day, people beat ass way more back in the day. Kids weren't shit but slaves until 1900s. That's true. But what were they slaves to? They were slaves to this large industry that was starting to evolve.
It built character.
It put hair on their balls
maybe,
and cancer in their lungs.
Maybe that's when it fucking started. Who knows?
The Industrial Revolution? Like, we were all cool when we were living in tribes and just roaming, hunting, and gathering, and then we invented some shit and we evolved and we had tools and all that stuff. We were still cool up until that point. I'm going to say the one singular point when that all went wrong was when television was invented.
Maybe it's just the way the world's always been.
I don't think so, dude.
Hmm.
Tribes back in the day weren't doing shit like this. I mean, the Spartans were, but that's only if the kid was retarded and then you were doing the kid a favor. Duh. So,
and that movie was pretty badass, dude.
Right. So you know that's how it was.
Is that what this guy was doing?
Maybe. He was a Spartan.
Is he Spartan?
He's like, I live in fucking Oakland. There are no cliffs to throw this thing off of. I'm going to the highway. I'm going to the I-90, or what is it down there? The I-30.
Wow.
Taylor then picked up a toddler on the sidewalk, shook her violently, then hurled her into traffic where she was run over. The 18-month-old was later determined to be the suspect's child. Of course it was.
Well, duh.
Duh. Who? Well, I mean, you don't just go get somebody else's child and do that unless you're babysitting him or something. But you're not doing that.
You're
John
just a
Taylor
maniac.
Jr. You're the second John Taylor. You're John Taylor Jr. You're 21. The world is your oyster. You just first... You just got to get rid of this one thing, and then you can have the world. John Taylor Jr., he's probably going to go to jail for a long time for that.
Yeah, probably. Probably death sentence, dude. That's death sentence material.
It's not, though. The funny thing is,
so?
I don't think it will be. I don't think it will be at all.
Hmm.
In California?
Probably should be. In Texas,
be
it probably is.
Schwarzenegger will be like, I pardon you.
I don't care.
I don't care. I have a broke state to deal with. I can't even do that. I have a broke... we need weed.
Give him a pardon. I don't care. Now make like a tree and get out of here.
Get out of here. Oh, fuck. The off-duty officer helped remove the child from underneath the car. That was nice. You know, just doing my part, trying to protect and serve. This more the serving side of it. She suffered some burns from the engine, but escaped major injury. The cops said, wait, I thought she died.
Well, holy shit.
Hold on. Taylor fled on foot and the officer then flagged down the car, jumped into a passenger seat, tried. Oh, the suspect was taken to the hospital. He was okay.
Oh,
the girl was not.
Oh,
right. Thank you.
That's fucked.
So, well. I look forward to that court battle.
Hmm.
Hmm. So, I got one more of these. How are you doing? What's going on?
Not much, Matt. Not much. Been working on the new songs, just working away, just kind of, you know, running around town, doing this and that.
Do you think I'm going to be A, more fun to be around, or B, not more fun to be around once I start doing this show another extra day for that other show and have
probably
one less day to just kick it?
Less fun.
Can I go with B, less fun?
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's a toss-up.
Interesting. Okay. Well, are we done? I'm kind of hungry, so...
Yeah, I'm hungry,
fuck
too.
Fuck this story. Fuck you.
I think we're good. I think that was a good show.
You
on
feel
Monday,
good about
day.
That? Did you get
know?
Some good internet chatting done there?
I did. You
awesome.
Got to end it on a high note.
Well, that's good. You want to rap for us?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Is it rap night?
Not yet.
We'll
Oh, what the fuck is that, actually? You said you're going to cancel rap night indefinitely?
What?
I seen earlier before we started
the
show,
the
you
chat?
Typed in the chat, yeah.
I was saying that if rap night keeps going, that we just get high and then fuck off and then delete what everything because it's all crap because we got high and just fucked off, then I won't feel bad about finding other things to do and days to go on, things like that, on Thursday.
Hmm. Like well, this, let's stop doing that then.
Like this Thursday.
Hey, we get some shit accomplished. We get shit written. We pick out verses
yeah,
and ideas.
I guess.
Fuck around.
Yeah. It's
Why
fun.
Rush it, man? It is
I
fun.
That fuck off rap night is... I laugh the most on fuck off rap night.
It's a good time.
Than I do the rest of the week.
And every time we get a little bit better. That's what happens.
Is that... Are you level... Yeah. What level are you now?
I don't know.
You should check real quick.
I think I'm like a brown belt.
Are we going numbers
with a stripe.
Or belts? Is it numbers or belts?
Well, how many levels are there?
I don't know. I think the Wu-Tang said there was 9 levels once.
Of rap?
No, it was something else.
Of consciousness?
No.
Of kung fu?
That might have been it.
Of understanding?
That, possibly.
Probably at level 3.
Could we have like a Maslow's triangle of hierarchy of... rap levels?
Hmm. I like the martial arts style rap.
Oh, Chuck's Pants says
belts.
Belts are bullshit. Bullshit said so. 36 chambers. So 36 levels?
Okay.
They 36. Know, right? There's like, how many people are in the Wu-Tang Clan? Like 35? All those people can't be wrong, right?
No.
I mean, that's a small majority right
there. I think I'd be level 6.
Well, really?
Now 36? Oh, yeah.
36?
Where do you think you'd
between
be?
Between one being
like
our friend Jeremy who's some stuff we've played on the show, the 8 Mile Effect.
Probably that one? Kid. That's one.
Is that even on the scale yet?
That's
or is that
that's zero.
That's pre-scale.
Yeah.
Okay. So from
Dumb Dog. Probably level
Dumb
one.
Dog level 1 or 2. They've
one
gotten a MySpace page.
1.5.
And they have multiple songs, even though the quality and all that are awful. But that's criteria. I'd say 1.
Well, you know, a whole
1.
Fucking bag full of shitty shit doesn't make... you know.
True.
Can't
enough.
Be, you know, just like a handful of
Amesby
shit.
Says, is this really a conversation right now? Yeah, the show ended like 5 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago.
I still think
the show ended like a half hour ago.
Yeah.
Is this still recording?
Yeah, I think we're still alive, actually.
What level?
And recording.
I'd say I'm a level...
I'm saying 9.
I guess if 1 is the beginning and 36 is what? Wu-Tang? I don't even like Wu-Tang, though.
They're all right.
What would 36 be?
36
like,
would be like...
You could spit 100 bars on command.
Eminem
like
on crack.
I liked him better when he was sober.
Hmm.
But I guess...
I'd have to say Dre status.
Okay, that's a good
one. Level 36.
That's a good one, because he's been through it all.
Maybe.
He's seen fucking niggas just tossing little babies out the fucking car and shit.
Oh, yeah.
In Compton. You know that shit
fucking
happens
a.
in Compton. We just don't get it, because Compton don't have a newspaper.
He was laying fools out.
Shit.
Click, click, boom.
So.
Son.
Yeah, probably if that's the scale. Probably like a 2 or a 3. Probably a high three.
Where would you be?
A high three.
High three.
Where are you at? You're a three.
Probably like a...
You're a two?
Four.
Because I'm probably like one above you.
I think we might... I think I might be a half step above you. I'm
you
like
think
a point
so?
.5.
All right. Do you want to match like just straight up like writtens?
I don't know.
I got
way
more writtens than you. I got books full of writtens.
That don't matter.
Well,
like I said, a whole
bag of shit. Bag of dicks is still a bunch of dicks. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Sean, for piloting this fucking thing into the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Never to be seen again. Email us info@thejamhole.com. 406-204-4687, of course. Leave us a message for the next show. Hotbox tomorrow. Hotboxpodcast.com/live. And we'll see you Wednesday.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.